Time for National Wreaths Across America Day. This year is coming up on Saturday, December 13th. And once again, the city of Quincy is participating. So Veterans Services Director Christine Cugini has stopped on by to tell us all about it. Good to see you, Christine.
Good to see you, too. Thanks for having me today.
Of course. This is almost 20 years old now, I think, right?
So. Oh, for Quincy? No.
No, not for the organization itself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Quincy, I think we're on our eighth year.
Okay. All right.
So it's very good.
Yeah, and very basically, it's just volunteers placing wreaths on the graves of veterans all across the country.
Right? Yes.
Yeah, all on that same day.
I believe it's 5,700 now. I think when we started, it was 2,700 cemeteries that participated, and they're up to 5,700, if not more.
Yeah.
But I believe the last count that they gave to us was 5,700.
Sure.
And that's pretty amazing when you think about it, across the United States, mm-hmm. at noon, mm-hmm. volunteers from, everywhere doing the exact same, which is, honoring our veterans
yes.
who have passed.
Which, with that many cemeteries involved, it must be over 150,000 grave sites
that'll
be
lot.
Honored. Yeah.
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 Do you know how it all started?
Yes. So I may get a few things wrong, but in 1995, Mr. Wister, who grows the trees and makes the wreaths, had a good number of extra wreaths. And so he thought, he was young, he thought, why don't we see if Arlington will take them? And then it began.
Okay.
So the placing of the wreath in on that year, the picture that went out was what they show you today. So you see the gravestone with the wreath lying up on it, mm-hmm. and then just a light dusting of snow.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful, and it built from there.
It has blossomed,
yes.
yeah. Yeah. I think
yes.
it started in Maine, I want to say.
Yes,
right?
yeah.
yeah.
So Columbia Falls, Maine is where I believe it originated.
Okay. I think it was news to a lot of people that the government doesn't do that. It doesn't take care of that. Yeah.
No, they don't. This is all donations, sponsors,
right.
And we're lucky. Quincy has a great community, businesses, and just the city itself. So. It's a good day. It's great to see the kids out there. Mm. I say it every year. I appreciate everyone that donates and sponsors and shows up and participates. But it truly is great seeing the young kids out there and really taking part in the Remember, Honor, and Teach, which is what Wreaths Across America is really about.
Yes, yes, yes. So what will be happening in Quincy on December 13th?
So this coming Saturday, it'll be 10 o'clock at Pine Hills.
Okay.
And noontime at Mount Wollaston. Pine Hills has a small ceremony, Pledge of Allegiance, and then just direction as to how and what you should do when placing the remembrance wreaths on the graves of our veterans. And then at Mount Wollaston, we have a larger ceremony where we invite active duty military to represent their branch of service. And if for some reason we don't get an active duty, we ask local veterans to participate in the ceremony piece. This year we have an old colleague of mine from Mass General who will be the guest speaker. He's a retired Army Colonel, Dan Arkins, and he'll be our guest speaker. And I will speak and the mayor will speak and just kind of describe what it's all about and why we do it.
Right, yeah. So that's at noon at Mount Wollaston.
Noon at Mount Wollaston.
Where at Mount Wollaston?
In the veterans section.
Okay, okay.
is where we'll have the ceremony.
Okay.
And then the wreaths will be distributed throughout both Pine Hills and Mount Wollaston for then placement of those.
How many volunteers have you got so far?
Oh, I think we don't even encourage anybody to do the online because we get so many volunteers.
That's great.
So I think we've been up to 500 and as little as 300.
Okay,
but
okay.
We are not short of volunteers in the city
of
Quincy.
That's nice to hear.
Yeah. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah. What are some, I know some scout troops participate.
Scout troops, some of the North Quincy and Quincy sports teams, companies come and volunteer as a group. We have veterans organizations that come in and volunteer as groups.
Sure.
And then we have family members that of course want to be the one that places the wreath on their loved one's grave.
Right.
So we encourage that and we assist with that as well by placing a marker just to say that a veteran, the family is going to come and place this wreath. So if you come across that grave, don't place the wreath, the family's going to do it.
I was going to ask how, I mean, in the veteran section, it's obvious where the veterans' graves are, but what about in the greater cemetery?
Right. So we actually left the flags out this year a little bit longer because I think the
From
flag.
From Veterans Day?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
The flag really is very visible as opposed to the flag holder.
Correct, yeah.
So I'm hoping that works out a little bit better.
Okay.
We do, the cemetery department, kudos to them. They do go around and fix, kind of replace, place some veterans, the wreaths that have been placed wrong.
Yeah.
So,
or get blown around, perhaps. Or,
absolutely,
you never know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We're animals going, take them.
Right, right. Last year, I don't know if anyone remembers, we had a very windy December and January.
Yeah.
A lot of the bows came off the wreaths, so I will on Saturday be requesting that they just before they place it, tighten it up a little bit so that it stays on there.
Absolutely.
We had red bows everywhere.
Decorating.
Very beautiful red bows,
well, right.
Of course,
but
they were scattered throughout.
So does every veteran's grave get a wreath, Christine?
Yes.
They do.
We have been very fortunate to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Since the start of this.
That's amazing.
And that is really due to, you know, the donation and sponsorships from everybody in Quincy.
Yeah, which folks can do, by the way, at wreathsacrossamerica.org.
Yes.
You can
and just look for the Mount Wollaston Pine Hills. Those are the two locations that we have in the system. But mind you, every veteran in Quincy, so Hancock Cemetery gets the wreaths, Sailors, Snug Harbor, Hall, and St. Mary's.
Yes, okay.
So those, we split it up when the wreaths come to Quincy, when they're delivered, to then get distributed out to the other cemeteries.
Sure. So how many graves will receive a wreath on Wreaths Across America?
Over 7,000.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that how many veterans there are buried in Quincy? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. How long does that take?
Honestly, not very long.
Is that right?
Because of the number of volunteers that we have, we're usually, ceremony is at, will be done, I would say, by 1:45.
Wow. That's incredible.
That's with the ceremony.
Yes.
Yeah. Ceremony is probably from 12 to 12:30, 12:40.
Okay.
And then I would say by 1:45, no later than 2 o'clock.
Okay.
We'll be done.
And how about at Pine Hills? A couple
Same,
of hours as
yeah,
well?
Less time.
Than,
yeah.
Wow.
Pine Hills usually, they go there, and then the volunteers then come to Mount Wollaston.
They still have time? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
They make it to us.
So sure.
It's really a great day for the city, our community as a whole, and of course the families of our veterans who are buried here in Quincy.
And as I understand it, Wreaths Across America uses the funds raised from this event all year long for veterans' purposes.
They do.
Is that right?
They do. They do a lot of outreach. They have, I believe they do something in July. I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with it, but they do a lot for the veteran community as a whole.
Yeah. Do you know where the Quincy wreaths are coming from? Are they coming from this?
From Maine.
From Maine?
Yep. We actually just got our first truckload today.
Wow, okay.
So I was out there earlier.
Supervising.
Yeah, they're certainly not going to be able to help get them off the truck.
Not that.
Years ago, I might have been able to, not today.
So is it literally just they pile them up at both cemeteries? The volunteers come and take them?
Yes. So our cemetery department, Mike Gibbons' crew, obviously Dave Murphy and his department, they'll take the wreaths off the pallets and then distribute them throughout so that it's not one section that everybody's going to and you're not walking too far to get a wreath.
I was just going to say, make it as convenient as possible.
Yes, so we really do ask, you know, start from the back and then work forward. It doesn't always work that way, but it's okay.
Okay.
You know, they get the job done, and that's all that matters.
Right. I know when the wreaths are actually placed, I know that some of the volunteers like to maybe salute or recite the person's name. Is that
so
right?
So what we ask really is to place the wreath. Of course, salute if you feel comfortable doing that. If you don't, you step back, you say the person's name, and you thank them for their service.
Okay.
That is the direction that I will give on Saturday.
Gotcha. Okay.
And of course, you know, saying their name continues their life in our hearts
and our
memories.
Yeah, it's a sign of respect and it keeps their legacy alive, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sure it must be a comfort for family members who can't, for whatever reason, make it to know that their loved one's being honored in that way, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And if they can't get out to do it themselves or to see it themselves, I've gotten calls and said, you know, can you go take a picture?
Take a picture,
You know, and we do that.
Do you?
You know, absolutely.
Oh, that's nice.
Absolutely. Yeah. And there's family that aren't local.
That's right, too.
You know, and they just, it's comforting to them.
I would think,
Absolutely.
How long do the wreaths stay on the graves, Christine?
So we're going to keep them till mid-January this year.
Okay.
Last year, I think it was mid-February. But mid-January, I think it's a safe, just for the wind and just not knowing, we really are better off picking them up sooner rather than later.
Yep, absolutely. Just, you know, it starts to turn brown, you know, and get blown around. Like
we're lucky
said,
with our weather, they don't turn brown too fast.
That's right.
You know, they are fresh and green and still is beautiful.
Sure, yeah.
You know.
So you said you have plenty of volunteers, so I'm not going to ask you if you want more volunteers.
I mean, I would, I say show up if you have the time.
Okay.
If you've never experienced it,
yeah.
please, please come by. Whether you have the time to lay one wreath or, you know, 12, you know, it's up to you.
Sure.
But the experience itself is what I would love everybody to have.
Yeah, again, the three tenets that that you're trying to teach are
remember, honor, and teach.
Remember, honor, and teach.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anything else we should let folks know about right now?
No.
Okay.
I would say that if you do plan on going to the website to sponsor a wreath, I will say that we're lucky Wreaths Across America will be matching dollar for dollar starting December 14th.
Oh.
We are... obviously, we have all the wreaths we need for this year, but we start raising funds today.
Right away, right?
For, but what I ask is you wait until the 14th.
Yeah.
And that way, if you sponsor one, we're getting one, and then we get obviously a bonus, you know, when you do it from December 14th. Through December 31st is their dollar for dollar match.
Oh, very good. Okay, good to know.
It does. It works out very well, and I encourage you to wait a few days.
No, absolutely. Yeah, why wouldn't you, right?
Yes, absolutely.
$20 equals 40 or what have you, right?
Exactly. Okay, nice. Exactly.
Again, it's wreathsacrossamerica.org. Or give your office a call, right? 617-376-1193.
Yes.
If folks have questions.
Yes. And if they feel they don't want to go online, mm-hmm. Happy to pick up, or mm-hmm. you can mail a check to the office. If you don't mind, you could put that information. It's 24 High School Ave.
Sure.
Quincy, Mass. 02169.
Okay.
And we can make sure that those funds get to Wreaths Across America in that time frame they're asking.
Yeah, so payable to Wreaths Across America.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Checks are payable to Wreaths Across America.
Great. All right, anything else?
No, thank you. Thank you for having me. And thank you again to everybody who's donated this year and all the years in the past. And of course, our volunteers and the city as a whole for allowing us to do it still.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for stopping by, Christine.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Happy holidays.
And the same to you.
Thank you.
And thanks for watching us here at AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano, and we'll see you next time.